and participating in this Krishna consciousness movement. This Krishna consciousness movement is not a new movement. It is the old day. From historical point of view, at least 5,000 years old. When Krishna introduced this consciousness, that is, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which took place at least 5,000 years ago. And if we believe Shastras, then it is not only old for 5,000 years, but it is older than 40 million of years. Not 40, 400 million of years. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter, Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratyaman Ahamabhayam. In the beginning, he told this yoga sister of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. And the sun god transmitted this message to his son, Vivasan Manove Prabhu, to his son Mano, Vaivasvata Mano. The age of Vaivasvata Mano calculating, it is about 400 million of years ago. Then Manu Vikhagave Praveet, Mano, he explained this yoga sister to Maharaj Ikhagu. Maharaj Ikhagu happened to be the forefathers of the Kshatriya family in which Lord Ramchandra appeared. So, Krishna says, Evam parampara prapnam imam rajar sayo vidu. The system of Bhagavad Gita, the yoga system explained in the Bhagavad Gita, was understood by the parampara system. Evam parampara prapnam imam rajar sayo sakale niha yoga nasta param. Now Krishna says that in course of time this yoga system has been lost. Because the parampara system became broken. Therefore, Krishna said to Arjuna that I am initiating you to begin that parampara system again. Because it is now, the link is broken. So, I want to begin that system through you. So the question is, why Krishna selected Arjuna to explain this parampara system? There are many learned scholars 5,000 years ago, many Vedantists, many great sages, but Krishna selected Arjuna, a military man, a grihastha, and dealing with ordinary things, fighting for his own interest. Why he was selected? That is also explained by Krishna. Bhaktosi Priyosi. This is the only reason. Although you are not Vedanti, you are not supposed to be a great scholar because you are a military man. You are Grihastha. But still, I have selected you because you are my dear friend and Bhakta. Without being Bhakta, who can become Krishna's dear friend? So therefore, I am speaking to you this confidence. Rahasam, Jita Guptamam. It is very mysterious. The first thing is that without becoming a devotee of Krishna, bhakta, and dear friend, Krishna, we can establish our relationship with Krishna in so many ways. There are five rasas. They are called Sandha Rasa, Dasa Rasa, Sakha Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, and Madhurya Rasa. Of course, in this material world also, we find these five rasas in a perverted reflection. Originally, it is between Krishna and his devotee. So, Arjuna was related with Krishna in Sakha Rasa as friend, a devotee as a friend. Anyone can become related with Krishna. We have got our eternal relationship with Krishna because we are all parts and parcels of Krishna. Just like the father and the son is eternally related. If son may become rebellion to the father, but the relationship of father and son cannot be broken. Similarly, we are also related with Krishna. Somewhere else that we have forgotten. That is our present position. That is called Maya. Maya means when we forget our relationship with Krishna and we establish so many false relationships. Now at the present moment, I am thinking I am Indian, somebody is thinking I am American, somebody is thinking I am Hindu, somebody is thinking I am Muslim. These relationships are all false, Maya. Therefore Krishna says that we have sarva-dharmān paritrajyam amekam saranam raja. That is real relationship. That is our real position. That is real mukti. And in Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, it is stated, mukti is defined. What is that? Mukti hitvā anathā rūpam sarūpena avasthiti. Mukti means give up your false designation. That is mukti. And Chaitanya Mahāprabhu begins from this mukta state. Lord Sri Krishna gave us information. What is mukti? Mukti is sarva dharmān paritrajya māmi kamsa. That is mukti. And Lord Chaitanya, when he was instructing Sanatana Goswami, he began from this point. What is the real constitutional position of the living age? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was asked by his disciple Sanatana Goswami, that actually what I am, the exact Bengali poem and verse, he says that Gramma Vyavahare Kahaya Pandit. The first question was, for what I am? Why I am placed in this miserable condition of life in the material world, suffering three kinds of miserable condition? Gramma Vyavahare Kahaya Pandit. He was Prime Minister of Nawab Hussain Shah. He was a great learned scholar and in Sanskrit, in Arabic language, very respectful personality. But he is placing his difficulty to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that ordinarily these people, they speak of me that I am very learned man. But actually, I do not know what I am. That is our position. We are advancing in material civilization, in science, philosophy, and so many so-called religious principles. But actually, we do not know what we are. What I am? Any scientist asking that what is after death, what happens after death, I think hardly any scientist will be giving clear idea. That is not possible, because their basic principle of understanding education is wrong. Deha to buddhi. I am this body. Everyone is fighting. The Pakistani is fighting with Hindustani. 20 years ago, there was no Pakistani. But due to this false identification of body, a section has become Pakistan. Similarly, long ago, there was only Vedic culture. 5,000 years ago, there is no other culture except this Vedic culture, Aryan culture. But later on, all these so-called systems developed. The Christian religion, the Mohammedan religion, or the Buddhist religion, they're all later. Nobody can give history more than 2,500 years. But Krishna consciousness, at least if you take the historical reference of Kurukshetra battle, it is 5,000 years old at least. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began where Krishna ended. He said to Sanatana Goswami that Jiver Swarupai Nitya Krishna Dham. The real identity of the living entity is that he is eternal servant of Krishna alone. That is our real identity. But we are identified in so many ways. Not only I am identified that I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahmin, I am Christian, I am Mohammedan, I am so and so. At last, I am born. At last, that is the last layer of Maya. These are all Maya, this false identification. And the last false identification, when I falsely say that I am God, this is going. Therefore, Krishna said, you give up all these nonsense theories. You simply surrender unto me. And I give you protection. I give you protection. Aham sarva papeshu mukshami. Because anything done without Krishna consciousness, that is sinful. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Jagnyarthi karma annatra lugayam karma bandhana. So either you act piously or act sinfully, you become bound up by the reaction of such pious and impious activities. But if you act for Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, then there is no such bondage. So this Krishna consciousness is not a concocted thing. It is, we have got authority from the Vedas, we have got authority from Krishna, we have got authority from Bhagavad Gita, we have got authority by the Acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, all of them, even Shankaracharya, although it differed in some points in Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya has admitted Krishna, Sabhagavan Sayam Krishna. Yes, sir. Devaki Nandan, he has specifically mentioned Krishna, the son of Devaki and Vasudev, is the Supreme Personality of God. Narayana para of Bhaktya. I think those who have read Shankar's comment on Bhagavad Gita, they know all these things. So Krishna is admitted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by all the bona fide acharyas. And all scholars up to date, everyone, and confirmed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Sri Bhagavan Sam, and in the Brahma Sangita, Veda, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarvakara Makara. And Krishna says also in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nannat Kinti Jasti Dhananjaya. My dear Dhananjaya, there is no other superior being than me. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante maam buddha bhava samanya. Those who are devotees, they are not fools. They are actually a man in knowledge. Buddha bhava samanya. Bhava samanya means that, oh, Krishna is so great. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God with this bhava. But this bhava comes after many, many births. It is not so easy. Manusyanam sahasyesu kaschit jatati siddhaye jatatamapi siddhyanam kaschit bhirtimam tattva. Without knowing Krishna in truth, not in false, but in truth, the bhava is not possible. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, bohunam janmanamante jnanavan maga prabhadnat vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudhulla. That mahatma who has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God, sudhulla. It is very rare to become Krishna bhakta koti shabhi mahamune muktanam api siddhyana koti shabhi mahamune. That is the verdict of the Shastra. And Krishna also says, it is very, very difficult to understand Krishna. But Krishna himself, as Lord Sri Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is distributing Krishna. He is distributing himself. Therefore, it has become so easy that these foreigners, the Europeans and American boys, they are not very advanced in age, all young men, all my students and followers in Europe and America, they are 99% all young men, young girls. They are not old, rejected persons. They are the flowers of the country. They have joined this movement and they are taking it seriously. Seriously in this sense, that whenever a body comes to me for becoming my disciple, my first principle is that you must give up illicit sex life. You must give up meat eating, fish eating, egg eating, all this nonsense. You must give up gambling. You must give up all kinds of intoxication up to the point of drinking coffee, tea and smoke. They give up. Therefore, they take it seriously. Oh, why? Seriously, these young boys, they have got so many desires in their heart, still they are taking to it. It is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. It is Lord Chaitanya's mercy because they are following the principles of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Krishna said, sarva dharma parityajya mamekam saranam braja manmana bhava mad bhakto mad jati mam namaskuru. Mahabhivaja prabhadante mayanetam tarantate bhagnam janmanamante jnanavan maam prabhadate. He established himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but rascals and fools began to imitate him and decry him. Abhijananti maagamura manusintanuvasate. Because he came as human being, so many persons represented that I am God, I am Krishna, I am Deva. No, God is what? Matta parataram nanna kinti jasi dharaj. Nobody can become greater than God, equal to God. Therefore, God's another name is Asama Urdha. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Nobody can be equal with God. Nobody can be greater than God. Everyone must Ekola Ishar Krishna. That is the statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. God is only one, Krishna, and everyone is servant. Now, of course, God, servant and God, there is little difference. Because sometimes servant has got greater power than God. That is the one thing. But actually, nobody can be greater than God. Nobody can be equal to God. So, the Krishna consciousness movement, we are not manufacturing anything. We simply place it that here is Krishna. You are searching after God. When I first went to America, they were speaking that God is there. In church, in this church, the priest in the church, they were sermoning that God is there. But when I began chanting in the Tomkinson Square, alone, underneath a tree, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, these boys and girls began to assemble. So, next day, there was a big publicity in a paper with my picture and all this crowd, that they said that we thought God is dead, but here we see the Swamiji has brought God again in his kirtan, in his chant. They admitted. The New York Times and other papers. So, God cannot be dead. Not that everyone can be God. God is one, and that is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. These are the Vedic authorities accepted by the Acharya. Therefore, it has become easy for me to convert so many boys and girls in the foreign countries, not only Christians, Jews, but there are many Mormons, Africans. In Africa also we have got branches. Recently I went to Africa. The Africans are also chanting exactly like these European and Americans. So this benediction, this portraying of Lord Chaitanya is actually going to be fulfilled. Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mor. So my request is that it is experimental, that this Krishna consciousness movement can be spread all over the world, and there are many, many customers still awaiting. So if we actually want to do welfare to the people of the world, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoila ja, janma sarthapari karo paropoka. So India at least, those who are taking birth as human being, never mind what he is, he has got special privilege. This land is called Punna Bhumi. Not ordinary living entity can take birth in this land, Bharat Varsha. We have got this opportunity. And according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, if we take advantage of the Vedic literature, Veda Purana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Anadi Bohirmukh Jeev, Krishna Bhuligela, Ataya Krishna Veda Purana Kodila. These Veda Puranas are meant for the human being. We should study these Veda Puranas and know what is what, what is God, what I am, what is this world. In this way, we must rectify, make our life successful, and then preach this message of Krishna consciousness. It is not very difficult. Anyone can do, provided he does not make the mistake adulterating the statements of Bhagavad. Those who are adulterating, interpreting in a different way this Bhagavad Gita, they are very mischievous. Therefore, Krishna has already detected Nama Duskitana Mura Prabhadante Naradama Duskitina. Those who are not surrendered to Krishna's lotus feet, they have been described by Krishna himself as Duskritina, mischievous, Naradhama, the lowest of the mankind, Murha, asses. That's good. And if somebody says, we find so many learned scholars, they do not surrender to Krishna, then what is their position? Krishna says, yes, maya apurita jnana. They have learned, so-called learned, but their knowledge has been taken away by maya. So, this is the essence of Vedas. Veda is to sarve aham eva veda. To understand Krishna. And Krishna bhakti is there in everyone's heart. The Chaitanya Chaitanya Kar says, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Sadhya Kumuna. Samanadi Shuddha Chitta Kare. The Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart. Just like you see the child, 3 years old child, she is dancing next to us. We have got many children like that. They are chanting. There is no need of higher education to understand. Simply give oral reception to this transcendental vibration. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Northumnas Thakur says, Golokero Premodhano Hari Namo Sankirta. This Harinam Sankirta is not this material vibration, like radio and television. It is imported from the Golok of Vrindavan. Therefore, if you are pure, if you chant this vibration, immediately you will be touching Krishna. Immediately. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said. If you chant Hare Krishna Mantra without any offense, there are 10 kinds of offenses. And apart from that offense, if you simply chant, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheto Dharpana Mata. Immediately your heart will be cleansed of all nasty, dirty things. Cheto Dharpana Mata. Bhava Mahadavagni Limba. And you get immediately free from this. Just now one of my students was speaking to me before coming to this. And somebody was asking, how you are free from all anxieties. They see one priest, and I was traveling from Hawaii to, from Los Angeles to Hawaii. One gentleman, he's a priest. He asked me, he began to talk in the aeroplane for at least half an hour. He said, Swamiji, how is that your disciples look so bright-faced? Yes, they are bright-faced. One priest in Boston, he regretted, he issued leaflet that these boys, they are our boys. They are mad after God, but we could not be. So this is practical. Why practical? Because we are following the principle. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Cheta Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadava Ginibhava. Bhava Mahadava, immediately, the second installment, as soon as you go on chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, immediately you become free from Bhava Mahadava. Everyone in material existence means full of anxieties. That is material existence. And Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father, what best thing you have learned, my dear boy? He said that if you want to cut down your material anxiety, then you must take surrender under the Hityarmupadam Grihananda Pumam Banam Gatojana Grimasa. You must surrender to Krishna. So there are evidences, there are proofs, there is no scarcity of all this. It is very simple and there is no loss. So our request, our only appeal to the people is that you just follow the principles laid down by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam Kalau Naseva, Naseva, Naseva Gatirannata. You cannot execute all expensive yagyas, or you cannot meditate. That is not possible. That meditation was possible in the Satyayuga, Krite, Tritaya Jagato Makhai, and costly performance of sacrifices was possible in the Tritaju. Dapare Parijarya, and under the Daparju, it was possible to construct costly temples and worship the deity there. But in the Kaliju, Kali, he said, you have to simply take this process, chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Then all your desires will be fulfilled and your life.